This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We find out what the world has brought to us, put at our doorstep to converse about. That's the idea behind this program. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, the Pistorius. Verdict! Wow! What excitement!
Do you know, this is almost cruel, I want to say. I guess since Michael has been in, Michael, our producer, what time do you come in, Michael? How long have you been at work?
I'm sorry, what?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
He shows up.
So he's been at work.
Kenny's been up.
He's been at work a few hours.
Four. All right.
And then, okay. So the judge, for 3 hours, this judge has been reading verdict to Oscar Pistorius, and they're not done yet. They just broke for lunch. But I guess the ruling is that he has been cleared of premeditated murder. So that's
the judge
the most
has ruled
sentence.
Out a murder conviction. But there's a lesser charge,
right.
Perhaps.
But he could still do.
Right.
So right. System, hanging until after lunch. Now, at least in America, at least, you get the verdict and it's like bing, bang, boom, done. You know what it is. This guy's sitting there for hours and hours
so
waiting
what?
To hear what happens.
So,
to him.
So what is what difference does it make what we do here?
I'm just saying it's very odd.
Well, it's not odd to them.
Bizarre.
It's odd to you, but it's not odd to them. That's the way their system works. That's the way the system works in many countries.
Can you imagine, though?
There are very few countries, actually, who have trial by jury. Most countries who are not necessarily always declared as democracies, the essence of the rule of thumb and Britain's a fairly good example, and many of the countries that were part of the British Empire, of which South Africa was one of many, the rule used to be, it's been modified somewhat in Britain, but most or many of the trials that take place in I don't know about Canada, somebody who's from Canada can tell us how that's been modified, but in Britain, many if not most of the trials are conducted the same way. There are juries to
right,
a point.
Can you imagine?
But the ultimate authority, and this goes back to the monarchy, the ultimate authority in those countries was everything flowed to the top, i.e., if the monarchs decide that you are guilty, then off with your head. That's how it was in France. That's how it was in most of Europe, as a matter of fact. In England, the Tower of London was the symbol of how that all worked. There were no, whoever was in charge said, I don't like your pants, you're going to go to prison, or whatever, it didn't make a difference what it was. So this is a throwback to that era, modified somewhat by history, modified by the media attention on it, modified by the people in their comments like yours who didn't like the monarchs. That's why they were all overthrown, because people were tired of having all their money taken from them. And the kings and queens living in luxury and deciding the fate of human beings just on a whim, that wasn't acceptable as people became more educated.
Well,
and that's why the system changed.
Not sure about all that. It's not where I was going. I was just saying, if you're up for trial, imagine if you're up and it's your verdict day. You've gone through all the trial and it's your verdict day and you're sitting there and it's, you know, a 6-hour process. That would be tough. Can you imagine how you're sitting there sweating bullets for all those hours?
I don't know.
Not
that
he doesn't deserve to sweat bullets.
I don't agree
because
with you.
Because here,
all.
It's like your verdict. What do you mean? It's not.
I don't agree with you at all.
I said, imagine if you're on trial.
Do we have a connection problem? I think, honestly, I'm feeling like you're not.
Maybe.
I think we do. And Michael, what's the story? Okay, Richie, somebody figure out what there's sort of a delay in what.
Yeah, I'm sensing a delay, too.
She's really better drop her or figure out how to reconnect there. Kenny, what do you think on this level with either, not necessarily what Jennifer has had to say, although you're certainly welcome to weigh in on that. In general, the Pistorius process, the trial, the outrage of what he was accused of doing, maybe this, now the finding is kind of outrageous. It'd be interesting to see how people, if they do, I'm guessing because people like to flock to social media to throw their two cents worth in, whether it started or not already. Twitter at Good Day, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What do you sense?
Well, I agree with what one of our listeners, Matthew, says on Twitter. If Pistorius wasn't a celebrity, he would have been guilty of murder.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting way. You agree with that? You think that he's guilty?
I think if he were not a celebrity, we never would have even heard of this case. But
no, right.
It would have been wrapped up much quicker.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He would already be in jail. Do they have the death penalty?
They do not.
Okay. So, yeah, he'd be serving his sentence already.
Yeah, right. Most of the British, I think all the British Isle countries now, the former British protectorates, don't have the death penalty. There are very few countries anymore that do have the death penalty, frankly. 888-302-3684. Jennifer, let's see if we have a better connection. Can you hear me in real time now?
Let's see. Testing 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. All right, so anyway, the point is that Pistorius is on trial. The judge is coming up with a verdict. He's not guilty of premeditated murder, so whatever comes out of it, we'll sort of dribble in through the rest of the... It's 8 hours ahead there, so they're into lunch. And so those of you who are interested, good for you. I'm not. I don't care. Never have. And I've always thought it was much ado, not about nothing, because some poor innocent woman got killed by this guy who is not at the top of the food chain when it comes to being great human beings, as far as I can see. But that's just me and my point of view. You have your point of view. It comes down to celebrities, as Kenny just said. If Ray Rice... we're not a celebrity, with this circumstance that he finds himself in, have been handled a lot differently. Why hasn't the guy been arrested? If he assaulted his wife the way it seems obvious he did on the video, why is the guy walking around? Why wasn't he arrested?
Press charges.
Well, is that the only way you can? If nobody presses charges in a domestic situation like that, you can't prosecute no matter what. Is that it? Do you have to have somebody pressing charges? Is that how the law is? I'm asking the question because I don't know.
I think that's the way it is, and I'm assuming that's the way it is, because otherwise he should be in jail.
Well, that's the point. That's what I'm asking. And now we come around to the reality that apparently Mr. Goodell, or one of his underlings, did in fact see this video. As a matter of fact, the AP has somebody in the NFL office acknowledging that they got on April 9th the tape that was sent to them, and they have not released a name, but they have a name. So if, in fact, this person saw it and admitted to having seen it, it doesn't go all the way up the food chain to Goodell? Who believes that? Anybody believe that?
I do.
You believe it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you.
Goodell is too smart. Mm-hmm. This guy knows how to run an organization.
Yeah.
And he is too smart to think that he could lie and not get caught. So I don't know whether there's plausible deniability going on somewhere under him or what it is, but that guy is
so
way
much
too
money
smart.
Here. I don't know enough about him.
Robert Mueller, the former head of the FBI,
within
hours of this news coming out to investigate, leads me to believe even more that he told the truth when he said, "I did not see it."
Uh-huh.
And to my knowledge, nobody else saw it.
I did not have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
You're right.
888-302-3684. Sorry, Richie, no sale with me.
No, that's fine.
I'm much more cynical about stuff sometimes than you are.
Well, Bill Clinton was a smart guy, too, and he thought he could get away with it.
Right,
what happened there?
Thank you. Ding, 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 ding. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Good Day program. Time is 16 minutes after the hour. Let me remind you about a way for you to maintain your health and well-being, perhaps the best way possible, in fact, for those of you who don't have any problems that you know of. You got aches, you got pains, maybe you're a little moody here and there. Maybe you're thinking, I didn't remember I put the keys yesterday. You know, stuff like that. You wake up in the morning and your brain is a fog.
That's why I'm taking it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
After the chemo, my brain has not been the same, and I need some help, and this is the answer.
And you know what? I would never make fun of you because of that. I would make fun of you for other reasons.
Sure. Take your best shot. But it's, I mean, hey, listen. Even before the chemo,
your memory lacks.
You're getting a little older, and you start forgetting things.
Is that what it was? Okay.
And then that
all
scares
of our
me.
We've had arguments about your memory since I first met you 17, 18 years ago.
Yeah, but think how bad it was then. Now
there's an excuse.
Right.
I had chemo.
Hey, man,
my brain's
we
gone.
All walk into a room and go, why did I come in here?
Yeah.
And that
is
why
I just
I
went
go.
Through. I was embarrassed. A couple of hours ago, I was talking about the four doctors that we have on the program, and I rattle off their names all the time. Bruce Shanahoff, I couldn't come up with his name to save my soul. Thank God for Kenny. I was thinking, I went through Ken, and I went through Jack, and I went through Ron.
Right.
I go, okay, huh? Brian?
But the bottom line is, once we all hit our 40s, it starts going. Where did I put my keys?
Right.
Why did I come into this room?
All right, so we're gonna
oh, my God, what's that guy's
phone?
Name?
Where's
my
phone?
Right. What is that person's name? Oh, my God, I just...
Where am I? Who's this person I'm with?
Right.
Am I married?
Exactly.
All right, so now that we have made light of your maladies, may I offer the way for you to fix, seriously, the problems that we all have as we age. Getting the best out of your mind and your body comes from injecting into your system products that are extraordinarily important to your health and well-being. And among them, and perhaps the most important of all, is omega-3, the oils from really, really good fish. Fish oil, krill oil, some people call it. Krill oil comes from the things that are bottom feeders. Fish oil comes from things like salmon, cod, the really oily fishes. But you know what? When you get down to the bottom line, your body needs that so much. And sometimes the older you get, as Richie is suggesting, the more power you need in the delivery of omega-3s. That's why Omax 3 Ultra Pure was developed. That's why Omax 3 Ultra Pure is as good as it is. That's why Omax 3 Ultra Pure is touted as having nearly 100% potency and purity. That's why you should call this number right now, 800-316-7918. Call that number. Order Omax 3 Ultra Pure. And by the way, this is no sleight of hand. The first 30 days, the first month is free. They want you because they know you will feel and sense the difference as I have, as Richie has, as anybody who's taken this stuff has. You'll know, you'll feel within 4, 5, 6 days, if no other way with your joints. Frankly, if you have like I do, I'm very active physically, and my joints, my hips and my knees bother me sometimes, especially my knees stopped. Bother. I have ankle stuff that I can feel the difference since I started taking Omax 3 Ultra Pure every day. Call 800-316-7918. That's the number, 800-316-7918. Or go online to doug4omax3.com. Get this product, Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
I'd say 10, 4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer. Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
Right now, during Guitar Center's Throwwide Savings Event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's Throwwide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We are playing a song, No News There, and it's by an artist who had only one hit, No News There Either. So, what's the news? The news is this is Mickey. Mickey is not the name of the artist. The song called Mickey, which originally was called Kitty, but it became a one-hit wonder when the artist renamed it and recorded it back during This Week in 1982. Crack it up, Richie. What a ridiculous song.
It really is
a silly song.
But it was a big hit.
Yep. That's all right. Silly songs. Yeah, a lot of silly songs in the 50s and 60s and 70s. There were, I remember silly songs in the 80s, though. Anybody remember really silly songs? When did
this?
I don't like spiders.
This
and
one, yeah.
Right. Anyway,
Valley 80. Girl was in the 80s.
Who was it?
The Valley Girl.
Right, okay.
Let's not remember Weird Al. He came out in the 80s.
Started in the 80s. 888-302-3684. You're going to get a CD with a whole lot of one-hit wonders on it as the prize. If you haven't won before and you know who does Mickey, you call us at 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the one-hit wonder artist. That's all easy. It's rumored that the name was changed to Mickey because the artist had a crush on Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. She was born in Philadelphia. Her mother was an acrobatic comedian. Her dad was an orchestra leader. She's been a professional dancer since childhood, has acted, danced, and been a choreographer for a lot of major TV programs and motion pictures as well. She has choreographed a lot of Las Vegas shows, including for Bette Midler, Tina Turner, MC Hammer, etc., etc., etc. And even though Mickey went platinum, she hasn't been able to pull off another musical hit since then. It's not like she doesn't have a career, not like she's not busy, but she doesn't have any other musical credentials to her name other than this.
I heard an interview with her sometime in the last year.
Yeah.
And she said that she didn't even try to do another song. She banked and invested all the money, and she and her family are fine, and she's happy with that.
That's cool.
Good for her. Nothing wrong with that. If you play it right, when you have a song like this that really does well, and you wrote it, and you're responsible for orchestrating it, putting it all together, producing it, you can make a lot of money with just one song as it gets played over and over and over and over and over again, and purchased over and over and over and over and over again. And that was the significance then. I don't even know how they measure these things now, because downloads, I guess, are important, but the airtime used to be important, but you don't know how to, I don't know how to measure that, just some people downloading and listening to it that way. At any rate, I know that she has done well. So now we have to figure out who it is. 888-302-3684. Let's talk to, is it, do you like Lara or Laura? Lara? Laura.
It's actually Lara like Sarah. It's from the movie Dr. Zhivago.
Lara like Sarah. Okay, Lara. Okay, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How's my friend?
I enjoy listening to you make me laugh.
Really? That's a good thing. I'm happy to have it. Does Storm Kennedy make you laugh?
Yes.
She does. Okay,
I'll
just check.
Well, not as much as you.
Oh, now we got a feud going.
I get an email about that. Okay, so Lara, what's the name of the lady who did Mickey?
Tony Basil.
I don't know how you pronounce it, but T-O-N-I-B-A-S-I-L, Tony Basil, Basil, you win. Good for you, Lara. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being there. We'll send you a swell prize of these CDs, One-Hit Wonder CDs. 20 and after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many people say their dog or cat is almost like a member of the family. But when it comes to making sure that they're taken care of in their will, very few provide for the care of their pet after they're gone. Only 70% had taken any legal action to provide for the care of their pet after something happened to them. Millions of companion dogs and cats are surrendered to shelters every year, some because their owners did not establish continuing care for their animals in the event that they were unable to do so. Pet parents need to begin to plan for their pets long in advance. You can't leave your dog money because it's illegal. You can't leave him money, so you want to speak to an attorney that specializes in setting up trusts. Having a trust for your dog or cat is really, really important. You know, we hear these stories about Leona Helmsley leaving millions of dollars for the dog. Well, the dog really can't accept money, but as a trust, you can set up a location for them to live, and you can set up a caretaker. So if you have a dog or cat, do what I do. Contact an attorney when you make your will. Set up a trust for your pets. After all, they would do it for you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Right now, during Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's store-wide savings event, now through Sunday.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com? Join us September 13th to 12 noon Eastern for this live PhilsGang.com free webinar, valued at $75. You'll learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To register, simply go to LearnStocksForFree.com. LearnStocksForFree.com. Or call 877-642-64, promo code GCN. 877-642-64, promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
33 past the hour, Doug Steffen's good day. Without Doug Steffen, he's taking his doggy out to go pee-pee. And I probably believe that he had to go, too.
I was going to say, it's a double pee-pee.
I'm working on yeah. Okay, this is the...
Welcome back to your show.
Thank you very much. Doug and Kenny and Richie and Jennifer, this is the program. Remember the old song, Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back? Well, our motto is Yakety Yak, We Want You to Talk Back. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Richard, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Rumor is we may have actually found Roberta Passanelli, and she may even be here tomorrow. Can you imagine that?
Well, holding my breath.
I know. All right, so last night the president explained to all of us what ISIS is.
Oof. It's not ISIS.
What ISIL is.
Sir.
ISIL. What is ISIL? The independent state of Iraq and Syria. What does ISIL stand for? Independent state of... Of Islamic losers? Oh, yeah. What is that? What is ISIL?
You know, the funniest thing that I noticed on social media is that everybody was saying, he's getting it wrong. He's getting it wrong. There are two different names.
There are two different names.
And he, for whatever reason, uses ISIL instead of whatever the media uses, ISIS. And it created this massive just kind of like uproar.
The news media has been, it's weird. It was like they started out calling it ISIS, and then over the last 3-4 weeks, they've been calling them ISIL. So maybe it's a development,
nothing. It's much ado.
You know what
nothing.
I wish I had a dollar for?
What's that?
Every time you said, who cares to me?
Good.
Today, starting to impact my psyche, dude.
I'll be okay. Right. I'll hold your hand at lunch tomorrow, and we'll all be
maybe
there.
Maybe if I even want to sit there.
I heard Mel Brooks was going to be at lunch tomorrow.
Maybe.
All right. Let's get to the president's address. It's time to go after these bad guys. How many people watched? Did Richie, did you watch this last night?
I T-voted it and just skipped through the boring parts, which was pretty much all of it.
It was only 16 minutes. Yeah. Like,
right.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Our objective is clear. We will degrade and ultimately destroy ISIL through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy. This would be the same guys, the CIA, who didn't tell the TSA that there was an alert out in wherever the agent who got the needle stuck in his arm. These people do not talk to one another still and all after all the hoopla, after all of the focus on how bad communications were before September 11th. We still have the same problem. So whether you believe it or not, the president made sort of a, I don't know if it's a big deal, out of referring to them as jihadists and not being religious.
Right. And that was my, that's what turned me off from the whole thing, is he started off, it was one of his first statements, by saying they are not Islamists. Well, you know, if they're beheading people for not converting to Islam, then, yeah, there's religion involved there somewhere.
All right, here's the president asking Congress for additional authority to do what he says he doesn't need authority, thanks to the Patriot Act and George Bush getting things changed around after September 11th, 2001. But he's going to ask for it anyway.
Tonight I call on Congress again to give us additional authorities and resources to train and equip these fighters. In the fight against ISIL, we cannot rely on an Assad regime that terrorizes its own people, a regime that will never regain the legitimacy it has lost. Instead, we must strengthen the opposition as the best counterweight to extremists like ISIL, while pursuing the political solution necessary to solve Syria's crisis once and for all.
So, Islamist religious fanatics want to destroy what America stands for. There were 19 of them who died during an event that took place on this date in 2001. The murdered people on those planes and in those buildings and on the ground now stand as a reminder that we can't let these people get away with what they got away with. They did. They got, you can say they died in vain, but they didn't. Our country is completely different today than it was on September 10th, 2001. There's not one person who can make a credible, passionate, whatever, however presentation you want to make, to try to convince people who know better that this country is the same as it was. This country is not and never will be. Not as long as there are people who, in turn, we have Al-Qaeda, now we sort of neuter them, and another group that's uglier and worse and more dramatic comes along. And basically, you know, you can go back and there are people who tear this apart all the time. I guess I'm one of them, because I think we sowed the seeds to a point of this by being the way we were, the arrogance that that still is part of our international policy when it comes to oil and things that are good for America in terms of the economy, but and basically good for the rest of the world. Without oil, the world would come to a standstill, wouldn't operate. Back in the Dark Ages, All of this is about oil. It was then, and it is now. And the power and control, and these guys create the scenario. I mean, they're not. I mean, you think these clowns from ISIS really care about America, or really care about getting the bad guys, or really are angry because of the way we handle our diplomatic or oil connection? No, they just want to kill. They are bloodthirsty curs who are not human beings. They have two legs and two arms and a brain, but they are subhuman. Their species is hard to identify other than understanding that they are into the same sorts of things in a different way that people have been in for eternity. Power and control. That's what they want, and it happens that oil gives them a good excuse. If it wasn't for that, it would maybe be something else. But we play into their hands by not always doing things the way we ought to have done them. Easy Monday morning quarterbacking being what it is, but that still doesn't give them the excuse that they want to try to convince those who would join their cause that they are right. About, they aren't right about anything.
When you look at it from afar, it's basically progress versus we want everything the way it was 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, and that's a good way of looking at it. In a way, that's a milder way of looking at it.
All right, so I found a basic explanation of the difference between ISIS and ISIL.
Did you?
ISIS is the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria,
right,
because of the group's territories straddling the borders between the two countries.
Yeah.
ISIL is the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. The Levant is an historic name given to the entire region east of the Mediterranean from Egypt and east to Iran and to Turkey. And the U.S. officials use ISIL instead of ISIS to emphasize the group's goal to expand its influence beyond the borders of Syria and Iraq.
So wasn't one of the, what was the name of the family in Climb Every Mountain? What's the name of the family? The Von Trapp family singers. Wasn't one of the Von Trapp family singers named ISIL?
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
How intelligent, how good is that? I was pretty proud of myself. I reached back, you know, I was trying to think, where have I heard ISIL before?
That is scary.
Yeah.
That an Islamic terrorist group reminds you of the Von Trapps.
Of course, you know what I have to say? The Sound of Music sort of is terrorism on our...
Really?
Pretty much.
Yeah, isn't that seriously?
When's the last time you had your brain examined? I'm a little concerned.
But I think I did very well. I think there was one of the kids who was named ISIL. Yes or no?
It was Lysel.
Lysol.
Okay, there's an L.
I just looked it up.
That's a cleaning product,
Ken. That's a bummer of a name. Lysol, get in there and clean the bathroom.
No, that's Lysol, you want.
Wow. Maybe she's the one who came up with that product.
Way to keep your eye on the ball there, buddy.
Wow.
Climb every mountain.
Oh, there you go. Sing it again.
Ford every... Oh, speaking of Fords.
Here goes our radio careers right
speaking
now.
Of
somebody give me a license. I'll clean the toilet. We're going down. Speaking of
Rob Ford,
has been hospitalized
with a possible brain tumor.
He has a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
No? He's been complaining of abdominal pains. Examine us resulting. You got an abdomen. Well, never mind.
Oh, come on. Don't say there's room in there if you've got an abdomen that big.
No,
is that what you're going to say?
No, but I stopped. I edited myself before I finished the
I said it for you, though. Aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Hey, what classic song or movie does Rob Ford remind you of?
Well,
I was thinking of there's a Ford, an old Ford jingle for Ford cars.
Something serious about Rob Ford, though. What
yes.
if that brain tumor is causing all that crazy behavior?
Mm.
And then he'd be vindicated once they're able to take it out, right?
What if the drug use caused the tumor?
Well, you know, there are, I mean, look, when you have tumors in your brain, it can affect the way you know, you could take more risks. You can crave that adrenaline. So maybe that's what's responsible for his drug
use. He had abdominal pains. Is the tumor in his abdomen or is it in his brain?
Well, if it's in his abdomen, I have nothing to tell you. But if it's in his brain, then maybe he could blame it and restart his career.
In 2009, he went to the hospital for a tumor in his appendix.
Yeah. Other people in the news. Richard Kyle. How many people remember him?
Mm.
No.
I do.
No. Me.
Dun, 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 dun. No, that's Mission Impossible.
Hawaii Five-0? Is that what we're going for?
Da-da-da.
Senator Kyle? No.
That was spelled A-Y. Richard Kyle was 7'2".
Oh.
He was Jaws.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Jaws.
Yeah.
In The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker. He also was in Happy Gilmore, died in Fresno, 75 years old.
It's going to be a big coffin. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine having to carry that? I mean, I remember when we carried...
He shrank with age. He's probably down to like 6'8".
Oh, wow. He's gay.
At this moment, he's room temperature, as Limbaugh used to say. All right, so talking about Rob Ford, Mike Tyson, this is interesting. Mike Tyson has come to the defense of Rob Ford saying, quote, "We all make mistakes."
And a rambling
exchange with reporters after he met with Mr. Ford earlier this week. Tyson said that Ford has a troubled past because he has 24-hour surveillance by the press.
He didn't until he kept screwing up.
It's not his fault.
What is this with Mike Tyson defending Rob Ford and Dennis Rodman going after King Jong-un? Yeah. Kim Jong-un.
That's sort of why I brought it up.
Huh.
It's interesting. and important. So there you go. Food for thought. It's 15 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, who you may recognize as being an important part of the Doug Stephan Good Day program, is going to give you today's television report in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muffa about it. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license and all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Let's get out of here. Jennifer Horn with the television report on the anniversary of Cyndi Lauper winning an Emmy. An enemy. I was about to say an enema.
That's even worse than an enemy.
Cyndi Lauper won an Emmy for Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series for her performance as Marianne in Mad About You on this date, 1995. Anybody wants
I
to
love
remember
Cyndi
that?
Lauper.
Yep. All right. So Fox is in the ordering of new television sequels, and you have a cancellation here. I thought it was interesting.
I have lots of good news today. Actually, Barbara Streisand, to top things off, Dougie, because I know you're a fan of Babs.
I don't mind her. I'm not a big fan, but I think she's good at what she does.
NBC said last night that she's going to be making her first U.S. late-night talk show guest appearance in more than 50 years. She's going to be the only guest on the September 15th edition of The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. So that's kind of cool. She'll mark the release of her new album, Partners, which hits stores the following day. CBS also making news. They have a new Stephen King project in the works. It's described as a competitive situation, and it's a supernatural procedural based on a short story by Stephen King. It takes place in the aftermath of September 11th. Joan Rivers may be gone, but not forgotten. It was brought up yesterday that her last TV, her final appearance, will be during The Celebrity Apprentice when the show returns for its 14th season. Donald Trump told Extra that she takes part in two of the show's episodes, so they're going to continue to air those. And she plays a big part in both of those episodes, according to Trump. Showtime said that they're going to be ending the big, this was a big cult favorite too, Nurse Jackie. It's going to be ending after a 7th season. This follows Edie Falco as that pill-popping ER nurse.
She's a big hit
for Showtime, and so that'll be sad for fans of that show. And then SNL coming back, Dougie. Season 40 will be premiering. Chris Pratt, who was the big star, breakout star of the summer in Guardians of the Galaxy, looks like he's going to be the first host of the 40th season, which will start on September 27th. The musical guest will be Ariana Grande. NBC's also announced that Sarah Silverman will host SNL for the first time on October 4th with Maroon 5.
Really? All right. So Fox and Minority Report, that was that a movie that was produced by Fox?
Yes.
So they're going to try to make it a television program.
Which would be kind of fun, I think.
Was Tom Cruise in
that? Tom Cruise was in that movie, absolutely. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome if they could get him to be in the TV show?
How do they get people, some of these people who are big actors, he's got a gravy train, or not a gravy train, but he's got an easy ride making probably $14-15 million on movies.
Yeah.
So why would he do a television show? If he can do that in two,
they all want
months.
The schedule and the royalties after the 200th
well,
show.
Well, that's what it is. Exactly. After
they want to work 9 to 5, and then in 6 years they want to be able to just sit back and collect checks.
Consistent employment too.
Yep. Really? Oh, you're so smart, Richie. Thank you for
a genius.
Wow. Good Lord.
I'm looking 50. For mine now.
Yeah, right. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Thinking we can get Kreidler to sing from Climb Every Mountain songbook. What do you think?
I'm sure that he stands up on top of his roof when he's doing some kind of home improvement project.
Yeah,
pretends that he's on top of that mountain in the Swiss Alps and pretends
I'm sitting
that he's
on
one
top
of the Von Trapps
of the world. Mm-hmm. Singing a song.
Tom, I want a video of you standing on your roof with a hammer, like a pickaxe, way up high in the air,
right?
Okay.
And singing like you were in one of the Von Trapp kids.
Singing like you've never sung before.
Yeah, and in little shorts. Oh, wear your Boy Scout uniform.
Yeah, right. I was gonna say.
Perfect. Yeah,
right, honor.
I live to entertain you.
Pictures to behold.
Thank you.
Tom Kreidler is the co-host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the weekend show, The Money Pit. FindMoneyPit.com. Dial them anytime. 888-MONEYPIT is the number to call if you have a home improvement question. We get a lot of them here. We pass them along to Tom. Matter of fact, today I want to figure something that I think Tom is going through as his children are leaving. The memories of when they were home alone. The movie, remember Home Alone, the movie? What happens when your child is home alone. Tom's experience is
going back. All the kids going back to school now. A lot of them are, you know, latchkey kids where they come home and then they're by themselves for 2-3 hours before mom and dad get home from work. So what do you need to make sure that your kids know how to do before that happens? And, you know, of course, your child has to be mature enough to handle themselves, but there are also special skills involved with living in a house that maybe they don't know. For example, what if there was a major water leak? What if a pipe burst? Does your son or daughter know where the main water valve is? Do you know where the main water valve is? It's usually very accessible. You just got to find it. And it's usually on the exterior wall, the closest wall to the street, and that's going to be in the basement or in whatever room sort of faces that area. But you need to find something like that, and you need to mark it and tell them where it is and how to use it. Also, things like fire extinguishers. You know, do they know how to use a fire extinguisher? Do you, have fire extinguishers where you should have them? You need to make sure that the kids are aware of things like this so that they can protect themselves and, of course, protect the house in the event something goes wrong when they are home alone.
Yeah, home alone stuff. There are a lot of different guidelines. Tom's written a book on that. We'll get some more information from him. Your child being left at home alone, if you're both working or maybe you're a single parent, this is a must listen. So stand by for more from Tom Kreitler of the Money Pit in a moment here on Good Day.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers available while supplies last on the supply. See store staples.com for details.
Tom Kreitler of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program talking about what happens when your child is home alone. Is he or she prepared for an emergency? If there's a fire, if there's a plumbing problem, the heat goes out, all that sort of thing. I'll bet mostly this is a brilliant idea for Tom to explain this because I'm betting most of you don't have these precautions prepared. You have not taken this time with your children. So that's a good reminder. I would think that the most important part of this is what happens if a child is hurt at home while they are alone.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, obviously the first thing to do is to call 911. But let's also think about, you mentioned heat before. We're going into the heating season now. Let's make sure that those smoke detectors are up and working. And let's make absolutely sure we have carbon monoxide detectors that are up and working. And let's make sure that the kids know that if either of those go off, that they're not to kind of, you know, explore beyond getting the rest of the family out of the house, simply leave the house, then call 911, let the experts figure it out. But please, make sure the kids know what to do in a household emergency if they are going to be left home alone.
Now, there is advice from a guy who's got 3 children that are home alone a lot. Now they're all off to call. You don't have any kids at home now at all, do you?
I got one left.
One left. All right.
They come back, Tom. Don't worry.
To do their laundry.
Keep the bedrooms open. The home improvement radio program that everybody listens to, The Money Pit. Money Pit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.